This Daily Christian Newscast is brought to you in partnership by SermonAudio.com.
It's Wednesday, May 11th, 2016 AD. This is The Worldview. In 5 minutes, I'm Adam McManus. People who keep asking why Bernie Sanders will not quit the presidential primary race on the Democrat side have an answer. Because he keeps winning. Sanders soundly beat Hillary Clinton in West Virginia's primary, where Clinton's alleged anti-coal comments may have cost her some delegates. No one opposed Donald Trump as he won Nebraska's Republican primary, picking up 36 more delegates on the road to getting the 1,237 delegates needed to secure the nomination. According to CNN, pundits will be scouring the final numbers for the special insight into what's next, asking, did Clinton's coal comments hurt her? Is Sanders picking up more momentum? Will Republicans cast a protest vote? And can Trump mend fences with women?
Well, our voters are out there supporting the candidates that they like. We've got, on top of the presidential race, we've got a lot of really important local and state races going on. And so people are out there helping their candidates, supporting their candidates.
Ted Cruz, who some thought might win Nebraska, even though he suspended his campaign, said in an interview Tuesday with radio host and supporter Glenn Beck that he was open to kickstarting his campaign if he somehow starts winning primary contests again. Amazingly enough, with all the constant outcry against the recent wave of ungodly moves by the government, nearly 30% of all Christians, that's 72 million of them, will not even vote in this election cycle. If only a fraction of them did, they could change the course of the nation easily. Sadly, 2 out of every 5 self-professed Christians took that right for granted and did not vote last year. 1 in 5 eligible Christians are not even registered to vote. Christianity Today reported that 80 Muslims, now living in a refugee camp in Hamburg, Germany, were a part of a mass baptism as they converted to Christianity. The new converts, who are from Iran and Afghanistan, said Islam had never brought them peace and had filled their lives with constant fear. Mirror, mirror on the wall. Who's the most admired of them all? Bill Gates and Angelina Jolie. That's right. A new YouGov.com poll of people from 30 countries says computer mogul Bill Gates and actress Angelina Jolie are the most admired man and woman alive today. Pope Francis, Queen Elizabeth II, and evangelist Billy Graham made the top 20, along with President and Mrs. Barack Obama, Hillary Clinton, and Oprah Winfrey. Actor and martial arts expert Jackie Chan, singer Taylor Swift, lesbian talk show host Ellen DeGeneres, and mathematician Stephen Hawking were also among the top 20. On Monday, ESPN sports hosts Ray Lewis and Chris Carter were fired, and many are saying it is because of their Christian faith. ESPN, which conspicuously left Ray Lewis out of their latest NFL draft show, said they had other reasons and even pointed to a controversy Lewis was part of last year. Recently, Lewis and Carter, both African American and outspoken Christian retired pro football players, spoke out about what they felt was wrongdoing by members of Black Lives Matter, the absurdity of men using women's restrooms and locker rooms, and the lack of good discipline of young black children. They made their comments on air, even using scriptures. Some say it was more than ESPN was willing to allow. ESPN denied the connection. In Mark 13:13, Jesus said, "They hated me, and you will be hated for my name's sake. But he that endures to the end will be saved." And that's The Worldview on this Wednesday, May 11th, in the year of our Lord, 2016. Why do you listen to The Worldview in 5 minutes? What makes it unique? We're rounding up your email testimonials. Include your full name, city, and state, and send it to adam@theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.
You have to admit, The Worldview in 5 minutes is unique. Nobody else pairs the latest news stories with timeless scripture verses. The result? The Bible comes alive in the context of everyday news. To research, write, voice, and produce the worldview costs money. If you value what we're doing, vote with your wallet. We need 250 listeners to pledge just $20 a month by May 31st. Go to theworldview.com, click on Give in the top right corner, and check the recurring donation box. It's just 64 cents a day. We've spent thousands to get this going, and now we need you to help keep it going. Let's proclaim to the world that God is at work in everyday news.